Dr. Google can't fix your knee. The Joint Relief Institute can. Fast joint pain relief, covered by Medicare. Call 708-888-0000, as in zero pain.
Thought we'd play some Chicago from the record collection today, because on this day in 1967, wow, 55 years ago today, music students at Chicago's DePaul University formed a seven-piece rock ensemble called The Big Thing. Later, they changed their name to Chicago Transit Authority, CTA, finally Chicago, and one of the founding members, Lee Loughnane. You were there, weren't you, Lee?
I was there. Good morning, Bob. How you doing? Thanks for asking me to be on the show.
What do you remember about that gathering?
I remember when we played the first song that we liked what it sounded like, and that feeling still remains today, amazingly enough. So when we get on stage and we start playing, no matter what has happened before, still sounds good, and we enjoy it.
And what's amazing is 55 years, I don't think you guys have ever been off the road, except maybe a little time off for the pandemic, and now you're getting ready for Las Vegas, aren't you?
Yes. Amazingly enough, we played the Venetian in March of 2020, so, and then the pandemic hit and we stopped playing for 15 months. Everybody in the world stopped. The world stopped. And we finally got back together and played in 2021. So we still have that record of playing every year.
It's unbelievable.
Even the pandemic couldn't stop us.
Yeah, I can't wait to see you guys in Las Vegas. I mean, seeing Chicago live, always a treat. As good as you guys are on record, you guys were really meant to be heard live. Do you guys feel that way yourselves?
Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm. It's always been, we've always loved playing for live audiences, and we can't wait to come to Chicago again. I think we'll be there in July sometime at like Tinley Park, I believe.
And as we mentioned, Lee,
Hollywood Amphitheater.
Yeah, founding member of the group. He's on trumpet, among other things. And you know what? I was going through some old vinyl LPs the other day, Lee, and it's still amazing when you look at the old Chicago albums. No pictures of you guys on the cover, just the numbers.
Right.
And whose idea was that in the beginning?
Now you don't want to see pictures. Now you don't want to see pictures of us.
Did you guys like that idea in the beginning? Because I would think, you know, you're just starting out. You want to be popular, and somebody says, "Well, we're not going to put your faces on any of the albums." What?
Well, I don't think it was. It was probably Gercio's idea to keep our pictures off because the band figured the band would stay together longer. Mm-hmm. And as it turns out, he was right.
The producer, yeah,
it was right.
Yeah, we're gonna play after the news a little bit of Questions 67 and 68 that was released in the summer of 69, your debut single, and it wasn't met with a lot of excitement at first, was it?
No, it was not. We had trouble getting our records played on Top 40 because they said we hadn't had a hit yet. So well, now wait a minute. How are we going to have a hit if you don't play the record? So that was sort of a, you know, weird statement.
Yeah, it was also too long, right? 4 minutes and 45 seconds?
Oh, yeah, you can't have that. No. Why play music on radio?
We'll give it a mini spin here. Lee, it's great to catch up with you. Say hi to the guys. Look forward to seeing you either in Las Vegas or in Chicago. And please stay healthy.
All right, Bob, same to you. Thanks for calling. Thanks for having me call.
Anytime, Lee. Be well.